कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। जमुना तीरावन चारी। जमुना तीरावन चारी। जमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। जमुना तीरावन चारी। जमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
पाठ परमहंस परिवराज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतयुतवाइन ग्रेस श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन बिबिडी संस्थापक आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की। जयोम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतयुतवाइन ग्रेस श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की। नमाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की। ग्रंथराज मद भागवत महापुराण की। ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी।
I'd like to welcome all of you for our morning Srimad Bhagavatam discussion. We are on chapter 1, entitled Questions by the Sages, text 1. It's a long purport, so we have divided into various parts. We will chant the verse.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयारितर्तश्चार्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वराट् तेने ब्रह्मरिदाय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरय तेजो वारी मृदां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुवकं सत्यं परं धीमहि ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयारितरतश्चार्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वराट् तेने ब्रह्मरिदाय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारी मृदां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुवकं सत्यं परं धीमहि
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयारितरतश्चार्थेषु विघ्नस्वरा
तेने ब्रह्मरिदायादिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः
यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा
नाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय यथात्मयानितरतश्चार्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वराट् मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरया
तेजो वारीयो
यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुवकं सत्यं परं धीमहि
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
जन्मादस्य यतोऽन्वयारितरतश्चार्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वराट्
तेने
ब्रह्मरिदायादिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरया
तेजो वारी मृदां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा
धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि
Ladies.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O my Lord, Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because He is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and He is independent because there is no other cause beyond Him. It is He only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By Him even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of Him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reaction of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon Him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon Him, for He is the absolute truth.
Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Omagyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Padati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripasindu Vyae Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So after almost 26 years of having a Srimad Bhagavatam class every day, we have begun the first canto again, cause for celebration. And what was the Bhagavatam score? 1008? All already booked? Given at discount?
How much?
50%. All languages? Okay. So to celebrate that, we offered the Srimad Bhagavatam set at half price, eagerly lapped up by hopeful readers, not sellers. Anyway, whether you take it for sale or for your personal reading, Srimad Bhagavatam is always a glorious addition to any household. What exactly is Srimad Bhagavatam? I was just going through some of the early notes of Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad. This purport itself is like a whole chapter. So Chakravarti Pad's comments are really very deep. Prabhupada just touches briefly one or two points here. So knowledge about Krishna, knowledge about God, is always, it comes in this material world and it is attacked by time, attacked by, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, attacked by laziness. It is there, but people don't take it. And of course, attacked by the anti-Krishna thoughts of demoniac personalities. So, who, this world belongs to whom? If that is a question, demoniac people say, it's ours. Why? Because it's with us. In this material world, there is a law which says, finders keepers. Anybody heard of that? You find it, you keep it. Columbus told this queen and her brother that if they give him sufficient funds, he will find India for them. And they said, and what do we do with that? He said, well, if you get a sea route to India, silk, gold, silver, spices, salt. You may say, salt? Salt is not treasure. Read your history books. In some parts of Europe, there was no salt. So, people were given their monthly, what is that called? Salary. Salary comes from the Latin salarium, which means salt. People were paid in salt. Like today, if you are paid in whatever, Amazon, Flipkart coupons, you may like it, right? 10% off whatever food adda or whatever delivery snap deals or whatever. So whatever is in shortage, whatever is in scarcity, at the same time important, that becomes a valuable commodity. That's the law of this material world. So the king and queen, they said, all right. So instead of from Spain, where he sailed, instead of going eastward, he sailed westward. And he said, the world is round, which itself was a very revolutionary idea. The world is round? No. It's like this flat asan, like this. So some of the religious leaders said, careful, if you go too far, you may fall across the edge. Like a child who is crawling on this asan may just fall off. Natural, isn't it? So if the world is like a table, your ship may fall off. But he was saying, but I think it is round. So they said, round. If the world is round, like an orange round, and there are people on the top, and what about those on the bottom? How are they clinging? Idiot, don't think the world is round. So he made an experiment that a ship which is about 200 feet away, then 500 feet away, a kilometer away, it simply, because it is round, it goes like this, and therefore it is invisible. And it made sense to only few people, not everybody. He didn't have a single Sanskrit shloka which says, Bhugola. One word. Bhugol, this planet is like a round. Brahmanda, egg-shaped. So where did our rishis and munis, where did they send a spaceship above and take a picture and then they say that this world is round? They didn't do it. The knowledge is just available. So, the point Chakravartipad makes it that Krishna is always eager to give knowledge. But this world is made in such a way that knowledge will always like a leaking pot. That water will always flow away. You need to keep on replenishing it. And Krishna says, I do that. I come. I take an avatar. Sometimes I send my own representatives, prophets, messengers of God, God's own sons, dear associates, parishadas, call them whatever. They keep on coming. It's like a constant. The same Srimad Bhagavatam later says, Avatarohi asankhyaya hare sattva nidhe dvija. Innumerable incarnations. But how what's the rate? How do they come? Sarasyasu sahasrashaha. Just like streams, just like ripples on a lake. You can't count that, right? There is a wind going and there are ripples. How many in a day? Hundreds, thousands. So, we may see this world from our mundane vision and may look at like, what is this COVID-19 and Trump election and Trump losing and then good things for us. Economy going down, economy going up. So there is that reality, which is a reality, which is shown in your mobile screens or television screens. But this very first verse says, don't believe that reality. You say, what do you mean don't believe? It is kuhakam. Kuhak word is used in the sense of magic, fantasy, imagination, illusion, so many ways. So just like land seen, what is Prabhupada's exact word here? Just like land seen on water, or water seen in fire. Water seen in fire, land seen on water. So, Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, later in the seventh canto, we see this is a tug of war between two consciousnesses. One is firmly rooted in materialism and to be the best. So, how does a materialistic person become the best? They also do the same thing which devotees are told to do or which Krishna says, thoughtful people never give them up. Three things. Yajna dana tapakriya pavanani maneshina. So, demoniac people also do tapasya, yajna, dana. But the consciousness is different. Why are you torturing yourself? So that I may get power. Why are you giving in charity? Why are you offering something in sacrifice? So I can get more. Now I don't know how far this is true, but it is said, so it must be some iota of truth.
I was told that this is a regular practice, that 3-4 business people come together and they say that let us have some Ram Katha in our small city. And they say, okay, we will put in 10 lakhs each. So 5 businessmen, 50 lakhs. And they hire some big, flashy, popular speaker. And morning and evening there is Ram Katha. But because of their contacts, they say that, you know, this is a big event. So we'll have 20,000 people attending and we'll feed them morning and evening. In fact, in one place, one thali, one bowl, one spoon and one glass, brand new, given to each and every attendee. And after you have eaten, take back home as a gift. So people say, hey, it's very nice. In another setting, they were all given nice plastic chairs, brand new, foldable. And they say, now that the katha is over, take this chair back home. So, outwardly it looks like, wow, great charity. But one person told me that these 50 lakhs is like a business venture by these people. They take charity for the food distributed, those chairs are also sponsored, or the thalis are also sponsored. Somebody sponsors the electrification, somebody sponsors the pandal. And within preparation time, 3 months, and within a week, they get more than their 10 lakhs they have invested. So they are saying, so what's the loss? Everybody is benefited. The sadhu, whoever comes, he gets his name and fame. People get some free gift. And the contractors get their business. And we get more than our investment. Win, win, win for everybody. So this is Kali Yuga, where almost nothing is as it seems. Somebody might say, oh, you have this taken this high position of criticizing everybody. What about you people? Are you the real deal, as they say? So that's our responsibility. If we take such a high moral ground, so as Prabhupada many times would say, that I haven't come to America to cheat you. He had to say it like that. When Prabhupada was asked that, you know, why are you planning to go to America? He said, no, Srimad Bhagavatam is going to America. I am just carrying it. Why would somebody give a book or a set of books that kind of importance? Why? And what is the need for teaching Ram Krishna stories to people who were not brought up in that culture? As they say in Hindi, Ram or Krishna kisse khate hain, balum nahi unko. In fact, when Prabhupada was there in America, people were telling him, there is no question of having a Radha Krishna temple in America. People won't come. And the local people would ask him, why are you introducing this Indian thing here? In fact, some would say, why have you come? And Prabhupada's answer was never, oh, I need to educate you. He said, I've just come to humbly remind you what you have forgotten. Other times he would say, there is some shady knowledge of God. Like we find sometimes big authors, celebrities, politicians. The highest level they can come to is, I believe in some power. And the reporter who says, oh wow, what intelligence. He believes in some power. Some power, that's all. With all that you have done, the only thing you have come to in life is, But there is some higher power. You take your vehicle in the streets and the policeman says, stop, but there is a higher power over there. Isn't it? Do you need really realized knowledge to understand there is some higher power? There are a few doctors here. What is the weight of a coronavirus? You're a doctor, sir? No. Some doctor in South India, he made some... Now, this was 3 months ago. I'm not so good in numbers. But there is something called attogram. Is there something like an attogram? 10 raised to minus 15. 10 raised to minus 15, that means 1 upon 10 and calculate that number. So he said that weight, the total weight of all the coronaviruses which have killed people, and they have killed up to 500,000 people or more, 2 million people now, 20 lakhs dead. The total weight is less than 1 gram. The total weight of the virus all over the world is less than 1 gram. Who gave this small thing that much power to kill? I don't know. In one purport later, Prabhupada says that actually people here don't know how creation takes place. They don't know how it is maintained, and they also don't know how it is destroyed. These three things are beyond anybody's capacity unless these are revealed. So, this revealed knowledge, giving that Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad, beautiful, Bhagavat, connected with Bhagavan. The beautiful story of the personality of Godhead. So finally it boils down to that somebody, a great saint like Prabhupada, is interested in telling stories. Don't underestimate stories. You might say that, okay, kids have their stories and we adults here, we have our stories. Stories are what we are made of. In one lecture, one of ISKCON's educationists, she was telling people about the importance of stories. And somebody raised their hand and said, I don't think stories are that important. Stories look like a cheap kind of word. So she said, what about narrative? Narrative is a distinguished word, right? Today people have so much of mental issues. The World Health Organization in 2002 had said that within 5 years, mental health will become a number one topic and mental disease will also be the cause of death. So we see depression, panic attacks, social anxiety, so many things. And if you go to a psychologist or you take psychiatric care, the first thing that person is interested is, what's your narrative? How did this thing begin? I was in my 9th standard and my father didn't give me that cake, and from that time I'm very angry with him. And he say, what? In one self-help book, I'm not making it up, an 83-year-old woman is telling the psychiatrist, she was 7, her younger sister was 6, and her father gave a big piece of some sweet or cake to that younger sister, and she's having that grudge against her father since. Now the father left 25 years ago. She's 83 years old. Why? Why do we hold on to these things? Because of these narratives. We make up a story. I'll also use the word narrative if you don't like story so much. But whatever we do, we have a script. We have a narrative. If I do this, I'll be happy.
इंडिया में क्या रखा है, आई शुड गो टू द मिडिल ईस्ट. मिडिल ईस्ट वाला बोलता है इधर क्या रखा है, आई शुड गो टू कैनेडा. कैनेडा वाला से आई शुड गो टू अमेरिका. अमेरिका से आई शुड गो समवेयर देयर इज पीस. Why? Because that narrative doesn't fit. Our narratives change all the time. Srimad Bhagavatam is here to give a very different narrative. And when we read that, we say, oh. Like one disciple, when Prabhupada told him something, he said, Srila Prabhupada, I never knew that Krishna is like this. Prabhupada looked at him in a matter-of-fact way and said, you don't know so many things. So be prepared to change your narrative. So the part which I am supposed to discuss today deals with Prabhupada explaining Krishna's role as a chief engineer. The chief engineer of a complicated construction does not personally take part in the construction. But he knows every nook and corner because everything is done under his direction. That's a fact. Whenever I read this thing about some big personality, somebody intelligent and powerful, I remember Munna Lal. You may say, Munna Lal? Who is Munna Lal? Anybody knows from the Yatra committee management people Munna Lal? Exactly. So before Chopati Yatra would be managed by our own people, we used to hire outside caterers. And Munna Lal was an outside caterer. And our kitchen area, makeshift, pandal, some bit of open for fire, operating fire. It would be roughly around half of the temple hall size, something like that. And I would always see, before the kitchen would begin, somebody would call for a chair. And then this old person would sit there. And God, he would just be barking orders. He knew exactly how much time that sabji cutting team should take. And if it is 5 minutes over time, something in the Rajasthani rural language, he would shout at them. Once only I saw him, there was something about kofta, which was some delicate item. You have to make it properly, it has to be fried properly, it has to be mixed with the gravy. That fried thing has to be kept intact. At the same time, it cannot be totally soggy. The cabbage plus some carrots and other things. So there was one team cutting this, one team cutting that. And then the thing for the spicing thing came. Surprisingly, now this is where Krishna is not a Munna Lal. We will come to that. So Munna Lal very deftly told the person who was moving the big spoon over there, get my tobacco or something like that. And then he mixed it fast and put it there and said, Abhi hilao. So I was surprised that he knows everything. He doesn't want to give that knowledge. So in what way somebody can be mixing those 6-7 types of spices and everything, that only this guy knows. So I talked with some seniors and they said, in India it is called Guru Mushti. Guru Mushti is, Guru is Guru, Mushti is his fist. So how do you make, say, 17 things? 15 would be revealed very easily. The last two critical ones would be Guru Mushti. I heard that even Agarbatti makers, there could be 25 people working there. Only one guy knows in what measurement you do something, that mixing, and you get kevda or you get gulab or you get patchouli. Our Damodar Dulal, top ranking catering student, he got his internship in Taj and he chose the baking department, oven, pastries and other things. 1 month job, 23 days his immediate boss made him clean the windows outside.
He said, "Teen hafta ho gaya, hum idhar keval window saaf kar raha hai." He said, "Allow me in the main oven area." He said, "Hum log kya idhar, you know the phrase in Bombay Hindi, eh? 30 years we are doing this and you people come, young whippersnappers, having some kagaj ka degree and you want to be involved in the very first day into pastry mixing and everything." So, the point I'm trying to drive is, there is one guy who knows everything, but he's not interested in imparting that knowledge. But this is a scene almost everywhere. Prabhupada is making a point here that the chief engineer does not, this is what attracted me, he personally does not do everything. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had a disciple, a European person, later became a disciple. He said, "I want to see God." And he came to India. So he went to a Durga temple. Durga, Bhadrakali with 8 arms, weapons. And then he went to Shiva temple, Bambam Bole, wrapped in meditation. And Hanumanji carrying that parvat, somebody having a mace, kada, or Kal Bhairav temple, about to bounce on you right now. And then when he went to a Radha Krishna temple, Murli Wale just playing his flute. So he was thinking, what does this guy do? He's not doing anything. He's enjoying. Flute is enjoying, right? Flute playing is not work. At least those who know how to play expertly. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur supported that understanding that basically that is God who is always enjoying. And the rebellious mentality may say, "I mean, why? Kuch kaam dham nahi hai, no other work." That's what the Shastras say. No other work. Na tasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. There is nothing which somebody can say, "Hey, get up, do something." Nowadays, for people who are hyperactive, psychologists say, "Don't just do something, sit there." Previously it was, "Don't just sit there, do something." But now that doing something is so much, that now the reverse has to be told, that don't just do anything, sit over there, relax. So when you don't have anything to do, you take some degrees, diplomas, work hard, do things, then your mind gets totally buzzed up. You enter into some naturopathy care and they say, "Now 3 days, don't do anything. Just sit over here and relax." And you say, "Wow, that was so good. 3 days I didn't do anything." It reminded me of a moron joke. There are some moron jokes. So one moron was banging his head on a wall. Tang, tang, tang. And afterwards he would stop and would say, "Ha, feels so nice." So somebody said, "Then why bang then?" "Well, after I stop, it feels very nice. So just I want to experience that happiness when I don't bang my head." That's what the world does all the time. So, the Bhagavatam introduces Krishna as not a God who would, "God, come sit beside me and cry with me because I'm in a mess." And Krishna says, why I should cry with you? Otherwise, take me with you and we'll laugh together. That's allowed. But you have to qualify yourself. You can't make Krishna enjoy or suffer your lifestyle. You have to join Krishna's party. That's today's language, you know. Krishna's party. Krishna's having a party. So you join it. Maybe it was Bengal or not Orissa, Bengal for sure. Prabhupada is on a morning walk. And a man comes so happy, he has a fish he has caught. And he sees Prabhupada, he bows down. Would you like to have? And Prabhupada's disciples are shocked that somebody can offer a sadhu a fish here. Prabhupada said, no, you enjoy. That further intrigued them. Prabhupada has never blessed somebody that you take this fish and enjoy. And that man said, thanks. And he left. And he went about 20 paces. Prabhupada then stopped, looked back and said, and suffer. Now he was not ready to listen to that, but the disciples were. So the first half of the conversation was, you enjoy this fish. Man was happy. But the disciples were puzzled. How can Prabhupada bless somebody that he should eat a fish and enjoy? And the last comment summed it up. And suffer. So enjoy and suffer. These are the dualities. Most people accept those dualities as fact of life. Are kabhi dhoop kabhi chhaon. Life is like that. Who are these people then who are reading Shrimad, hearing Shrimad Bhagavatam and we are trying to gain some wisdom about who this, what this world is, who Krishna is? We will always be accused of compromise. You getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and rushing for Mangal Arati? You will be missing so many nighttime events. There is an all-night retelecast of India's great victory at the GABA. Or there is something about something and there is a music session, there is a movie session, there is this, there is that. You have to miss all of that. And it's a compromise. What we say is, why do you compromise this human form of life for this enjoy and suffer and enjoy and suffer? Here is something which tells us, right now there could be some suffering, some, which also Krishna in the Gita says, susukham. Bhakti yoga has nothing to do with torturing yourself. Susukham. But later there will be pure bliss. So think about it. Who is the compromiser? One who is making Srimad Bhagavatam the goal of his life? Or somebody who is willing to say, I am okay. I can take some misery along with some happiness. So we move further. So now Prabhupada has told us that Krishna knows everything about this world, either directly or indirectly. So there is nothing that Krishna doesn't know. You may say, who tells him but? He has potencies, he has energies. Henry Ford, the big one, big boss, he was not very educated. And sometimes reporters would make fun of him. So that time space was just fantasy. America, Russia had not put anybody in space. And the automobile was the big thing. Henry Ford's Model T, black one, was selling like anything. So one reporter asked him about something about astronomy, something about geology, something about literary classics. And he wrote that Mr. Ford doesn't seem to have almost any idea about these other faculties of knowledge. And when it got printed, Ford was very angry. So Henry Ford organized another kind of a conference or whatever, and he said, look, in my office, there is a console, buttons. You name it.
which branch of knowledge do you want? Any information? I just have to press one button. The best authority in America would come running and give me that knowledge. So do I need to read those books myself? I can hire these people anytime. In fact, one Marwadi gentleman in Calcutta told Prabhupada that for our boys, they don't need school and college. Because ultimately, why waste time and energy? Wo galle pe baithega kuch dhanda sikhega. Isn't it? So, really good mercantile families, nowadays they do that because the market rate for dowries goes high with... One Marwadi only told me this, that SSC 15 lakhs, 12th 25 lakhs, BTech 40, MD is 1 crore by the way. Might have changed, but that's what the market goes like that. So, initially it was something like the person who is like the biggest and the tallest and having the biggest briefcase, he looks like a big boss. But Srinathji Prabhu, sitting here giving a class, he said that normally a puny looking guy, tiny looking or not so well strong or whatever, and carrying the smallest of briefcases, normally he is the top guy. Yeah. It is like that. Many of Prabhupada's disciples thought that the Swami, the Hare Krishna Guru, you know, what he must be? He must be like 6 feet tall, or he could be like roaring with his voice. And they saw Prabhupada 5'7" or 8 or 9 max. But then the way Prabhupada would control big sannyasis, you know, some of them are big in a sense, big in activity also, big in size also. And then they would understand that, yeah. So, we are told Brahma is the controller. Brahma is the Srishti Karta. In what sense? Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't say Brahma is the only controller. Because in Brahma Samhita, Brahma himself says, as many Brahmandas, as many Brahmas. Who controls all of them? So Brahma is described as a secondary creator. Hinduism, now we are taking, say, from Buddha's age, 6th century BC, this is now 21st century. So 2700 years of history, just at like one glance over it. So that time there was no Hinduism. In fact, whatever Vedic knowledge, if you can call it knowledge, was peddled. Fire sacrifices would be made, animals would be butchered, and there would be a big feast of the animals killed in a sacrifice. And somebody would ask that, isn't it wrong? They say, no, it's there in the Vedas. That's why we are doing it. So Jayadev Goswami, our great Vaishnava Acharya, he's captured the essence of Buddha's life story. Nindasi yagya vider ahaha shruti jatam. Shruti jatam. They say it is born in the Vedas. It is spoken in the Vedas. Therefore we are doing it. He says, I don't accept it. Nindasi. Sadaya ridaya darshita pashughatam. He says, all of that is told in the Vedas has come to just having a yagya and killing animals. Is that it? And they say, yeah, I mean, that's how we know it. So he's an empowered person, Shaktavesh Avatar. So he gives the seven noble truths and the spoke of Satyam, Asteyam, Ahimsa. All of these are from the Vedas. But he doesn't say that from where he has taken that. And because he is empowered, people accept that.
So, the fire sacrifices which are based on Yajno Vai Vishnu, forgotten. Temple worship, Archana, forgotten. Everything almost forgotten. Why? Because there was a sense of abuse. So 6 centuries before AD and 6 centuries after that, Shankaracharya comes. Now it is time to put an end to that Buddhist thing going on in India. And he roars like a lion with Upanishad's commentary, Bhagavad Gita commentary, and almost most of the prominent Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, and his own creation, his own compilation, Viveka Chudamani, the crest jewel of discrimination. Viveka is, this is proper, not proper, whatever. And then finally the Bhaja Govinda, Govinda Stotra. And people are almost, there is rejuvenation. It's almost like all of India, that time India was India, Afghanistan, Burma, Nepal and everything together, people were happy. Almost as if discovering, well, this is our culture. Not that there should be no temple worship or no festivals. So uniting the 4 corners, Western Pujaris into East India, Eastern into West, Northern into Southern India, Southern Pujaris at Badrinarayan, somehow tying the knots. And then, let us have Kumbh Mela. Everybody comes in. So that time it was a discovery. 7, 8, 9, 10. 400 years later, Sripad Ramanujacharya makes his appearance. And that time, the Bauddha Mat, Buddhist opinion, practically gone beyond the northern borders of India. Tibet, China, to the eastern parts of the world. Indochina, Cambodia, Thailand. Why? Because the merchants used to go there. So anywhere merchants go, they establish something because they want their puja, part, whatever. So Buddhists came. But along with that, Ramakatha went. Along with that, Mahabharata Katha went. Thailand, Bangkok airport, one of the major relief on a wall is Samudra Manthan. Indonesia's airline is called Garuda Airways. They have Ganesh on their currency note. Ram Katha, Ramakin, that's what they call it. The biggest Vishnu temple in the world is not in India. At least at the time, the functional one was in Cambodia, Angkor Wat. But Ramanujacharya, he met opposing elements in the form of Jain opinion. Again, taking things from the Vedas, having a little different flavor. But this is Ramanuja. So there's a story that there was a curtain kept, 1,000 scholars on the opposite side. He said, I would like to debate with you. They said, but 1,000 people means it will take a lot of time. No, you sit there. Thick, opaque curtain. And Ramanujacharya started saying, each of you start speaking your opinion, whatever you want to state something. And they were all big, big scholars, so they started arguing. And mostly, you know, today you might be, we might be bored to death just to see that debate, that satya, sat means this, tat means that, and this means that, and that means this. And Ramanujacharya started speaking. In 1,000 tongues he would speak, and he defeated all these 1,000 people individually. So basically debate was the main weapon. About 150 or 170 years later, Madhvacharya appeared. So what Buddha did, Shankaracharya did the same way with Vedic terminology. Anatma, Atma. Whether Atma is this or Atma is that, Buddha didn't touch that. Shankaracharya did the same thing with Vedic terminology. Ramanujacharya came and said, wait, Atma Anatma is just kind of an opinion, it's a debate thing. prapatti. See the sweetness of Lakshmi Devi and her relationship. Madhvacharya came, and Shripad Madhvacharya was, the role was not to just say, okay, Atmila, we are together. It was like a feast, not a F-E-A-S-T, fist. Break their teeth with their logic. And he was so heavy that Shankaracharya, did he give a opinion on Vedic? Did he give a purport? Did he light a lamp to reveal Vedic knowledge? It is more like, koi mar gaya to diya chhodte na. There is a lamp which floats in the Ganga. So he says, ye to Vedic opinion ko mar diya pura. And again, people were enlightened that now you can understand what India went through. Some people say Buddha bhi true lagta hai, which is true. Shankaracharya also is true, which is true. Ramacharya also is true, which is true. Madhvacharya also is true, which is true. And then comes Sridhar Swami's commentary. Sridhar Swami is not a person who can, galvanize opinion. That task or that is kept with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his formula is, Naam Nami Abhinnat. The name and the named are non-different. And people would say, doesn't make sense. So he said, okay, you keep your opinions and everything to yourself. We'll just chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Udilo Aruna, the sun has risen, Purab Bhage, on the eastern direction, Dvijamani Gora, the best of the twice born, Goranga, Amani Jage. He has risen well before dawn. Bhakata Samuha, taking his devotees, Loiya Sathe, Gela Nagara Braje. To every place, pasturing ground, wherever there are people or even there are no people, he just goes there. Tathai, tathai, bajala khol. The drum is being played, mridanga. Ghana ghana tare jhanjera roll. The hand symbols, kartal. Kartal, I was told that sometimes you don't need even a metal kartal. Kara, that also is tal. You just see centuries of Sanskrit knowledge and then number crunching, concept crunching, 12 years of Sanskrit grammar teaching and debating and tapasya and standing on your head and whatever, all kinds of yoga, karma, jnana, you name it. All of that, all of this was self-realization. Shankaracharya, if you say, Maharaj, Acharya, I don't personally agree with this thing. Sannyasi? No. Take sannyas and then meet me. You see? Without sannyas, he won't even talk to you. So, and then because of passage of time, so many types of sannyasis, Shankaracharya describes that jatilo mundi lunchita kesh kashaya ambar bhokrita vesh. Somebody jatilo, never touched his hair with shampoo or whatever. Mundi, somebody shaved. Lunchita kesh, somebody said every hair on my bald head has been personally pulled by me. That's my tapasya. Kashaya ambar. Somebody has wearing saffron. Somebody has no clothes at all. You may say, wow, what a whole rainbow colors of renunciation and self-realization. But, all simply trying to fill their bellies. Only to satisfy their bellies. So how do you understand which is true, which is not true? So Mahaprabhu comes and says, this public will not understand any of the previous lessons. They are beyond that. Just like in a physiotherapy session, somebody says, "Aur dukhta hai, ha? Ah, oh, that's what sound you come from a physio thing.
X-ray department. Imagine a hospital, so many different departments, so many different ailments. But at least that guy comes and says, doctor, it's not working. Or now I'm feeling better. What about a lunatic hospital? There if you say, kya hua hai? Aapko kya hua hai? There the patient is in no way having any capacity to tell the doctor. In fact, he may say, I'll recommend something for your problem. So, there is a phrase in English called, the lunatics have taken over the asylum. They appointed somebody the director, assistant director and everything. So, Kali Yuga situation is like that. When the lunatics take over the asylum, there is no way you can talk sense. In one sense, Prabhupada once said, Bhasma, Churan or whatever is the beginning stage. Then comes injection or tablets. Then comes injection. If the patient is knocked out, saline. So, the Harinam is like saline. The patient cannot just tell that I am sick. He has to be carried. So, this is the medicine. Enechi aushadhi maya nashibara lagi. So, obviously, if everybody is doing other things, there is so much of a backlog, and you just say, just stand Hare Krishna and everything will be alright. Really? Is it that simple? Well, it is not simple. But look at the situation around you. So therefore, the person who is giving the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, see, first canto, these are the purports, but before even beginning the purports, Prabhupada gave a brief sketch of the life story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why is that? Because anytime Srimad Bhagavatam puzzles you, confuses you, makes you feel, is it so? Is it like that? Just check that particular concept with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lifestyle. Prabhupada said he is the ideal preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. His life story is Srimad Bhagavatam. So now we have a full-fledged movement, resources, and therefore our job is not done. 1,000 sets is what? It's hardly we have scratched the surface. These are like corona vaccines. We are shipping them out. That doesn't mean everybody will take them. Sometimes people say, oh, hai na hamare paas, as it is. The Gita should not be as it is. The Gita Bhagavatam has to be shown to be working. So, our job is tremendous. We have to take, if we are the frontline workers, they get the vaccines first. Isn't it? That's what they are doing. So those who are preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam, we need to inject Bhagavatam daily, every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam basically means without any interruption. And that's what Prabhupada has really toiled to give us these purports. He had a fear once, I may not live till that day when I would finish all 12 cantos. He interrupted Srimad Bhagavatam translation, started Krishna book, gave the Krishna book and is saying, okay, the purpose of these 12 cantos is to focus our mind on the 10th one. Dashame Dashama Lakshanam. What is the Dashama Lakshanam? Ashray Tattva. Ashray Tattva means, whom do we go for shelter? That is the 10th canto. But to come to the 10th canto, you have to go through first 9 cantos. But somebody says, I don't have too much time. So what do you like? Oh, I like Dhruva Katha. Read that. Oh, I heard there is something like the Prachitas meeting Lord Shiva. Read that. Whichever. Bhagavatam 12 cantos are like 12 tables laid out with plenty of dainty dishes. Some are familiar, some may be unfamiliar. You may say, malum nahi ye kya hai karke. Taste karke dekho thoda. And somebody says, hey, I never tasted this chutney before. Take more. Once you have satisfied, then go from table 1. Rice, dal, sabji and everything right up to the end sweet.
which is the 10th canto. Hare Krishna, Srimad Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.